So right now, I want to invite all of you to have the experience of stepping into the circle of abundance. It will probably work best if you're willing to close your eyes, to get really comfortable in your chair so that it fully supports you, so you don't use any energy to hold yourself up or to hold yourself together. And if you take a deep breath and go inside, relaxing more and more with each breath. Now imagine you're comfortably walking in open country. Any physical limitations you may have had are gone, and it's easy and comfortable and so delightful to be walking on a perfect weather day. You come upon a vast circle in an expansive, fertile field. Streams and springs are flowing into this sunny area, providing the optimal environment for life to flourish. This is not a circle made by human hands. Rather, it's a zone where the energy of the universe flows without restriction. The circle is not made or run by people, though everyone and everything is included in it. You have your own permanent place here. Looking around, smell the fresh scent of the natural world. Feel the sun on your skin. It feels so good to be here. The circle is home to a flow of satisfying relationships, meaningful work, inspired learning, endless resources and opportunities, laughter and creativity, and a prevailing sense of ease. Remember a time when you felt carefree, safe, energized, and happy. Maybe building a fort with some friends as a kid, or dancing with your sweetheart. That's the feeling. A pervasive sense of glad assurance. Just feel that joy, that aliveness. In the circle, life is not a series of obstacles to overcome. It's a steady flow of possibilities. There is no fence around this circle, no admission gate, no entrance fee. Regardless of your age, your weight, the color of your skin, your gender identity, your education, your sexual orientation, your nationality, your financial status, or other people's opinions of you, you already belong here. No person or condition has the power to keep you out. You alone can take yourself out of the circle. But your place will always be reserved for you. Your place in the circle never expires. If you leave, it's simply vacant until you return. So come on in. Or you may find that you don't have to move at all. The circle expands to include you. The circle can be as spacious or as cozy as you like. Set down all the baggage you've been carrying. Really feel yourself letting it go. Isn't it nice to be rid of that burden? Your shoulders relax. You take a deep breath, and your back uncoils. The tension begins to subside in your stomach, your neck, wherever you normally contract in response to stress. It's like getting into a hot tub after a long rainy trudge on a winter's day. Feel your peace as you settle in. From that place of peace, when you feel ready, dry off if you've been in the hot tub, which happens in an instant. Then take time to wander all over the circle until you find the spot you like best. You can stand, sit, lie down, walk, turn cartwheels, whatever you choose to do. The nature of the circle is flow, and you are part of that flow, wherever you are and whatever you do within the circle. There is nothing here that you have to force or control. And now, just for a moment, purposefully yank yourself out of the circle. Stand at a distance, looking at the circle but no longer inside it. Notice how you feel when you take yourself out and isolate yourself. You may feel lonely, separate, left out, invisible, disconnected. Being outside the circle may also feel familiar, while being inside may feel like a wild, unlikely fantasy. If you're used to struggle, ease can feel foreign, and you may distrust it at first. Now come back to the circle. And once again, make yourself at home in the way that feels best for you. For some, being in the circle may feel like too much. You may actually feel more comfortable outside because it's more familiar. Honor your own pace. You might begin by moving closer to the circle, just checking it out from a safe distance. Then you might move toward the edge, and later still, step just barely inside. This practice entails finding where you have greatest access to your aliveness, to your endless resources, to your awareness that you are one with all that is. There's no wrong way to consent to becoming part of the circle. Simply discover what works for you. Just know this. You already belong, and your place is always reserved for you, no matter what. And now, from that place of grace and ease, at your own pace, bring yourself back into this room, fully into your body, into the here and now moment, and when you feel ready, open your eyes.